It's Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, in for Guy Raz. Our cover story today is on the upcoming election in Russia, and we'll have that story in a moment. But first, oil giant BP has agreed to settle thousands of lawsuits stemming from its well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. The deal was announced last night and prompted a New Orleans federal judge to postpone a Monday trial. But as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the proposed settlement solves only one piece of BP's legal exposure from the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history.
The settlement would cover only private plaintiffs, individuals and businesses with either economic losses or medical claims resulting from the oil spill. BP estimates it will pay out $7.8 billion to compensate oil spill victims, but there's no cap on claims. Plaintiff Chris Nelson of Bon Secours Fisheries, a seafood processor on the Alabama Gulf Coast, isn't yet sure whether the settlement will satisfy his family's claim for lost business, but he's somewhat disappointed the trial has been delayed.
You know, I understand court cases often settle, but I think that people kind of deserve to know what actually happened out there.
BP and what's known as the Plaintiff Steering Committee announced the framework of the agreement last night, but the terms have yet to be finalized. And that lack of detail is troubling for Daniel Becknell Jr., a lawyer in Reserve, Louisiana, who represents oil spill victims.
We don't know how long the claims process will take. We don't know the finite amount of money that is going to go to various types of plaintiffs because no claims data has been collected. We don't know exactly how long the process will take. Most of these people are going to have to start from ground zero.
The settlement must be approved by the court before it's official. But the fact that the parties have an agreement is significant, says Martin Davis, director of the Maritime Law Center at Tulane University in New Orleans.
It's a big step forward to final resolution of the private claims. It doesn't settle everything, though. It won't make the trial go away altogether. Or at least not just yet.
That's because BP still faces lawsuits from other companies involved in the well and from the federal and state governments. And billions more are at stake in civil and potential criminal fines for environmental damage caused when BP's well blew in 2010, killing 11 rig workers and spewing some 200 million gallons of oil into the Gulf. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange is coordinating the claims from Gulf states against BP. He declines to discuss settlement negotiations. He says the states want to go to court.
We have a very strong case to make against BP and the other defendants, and so we look forward to trial. Of course, you know, if something happens on the settlement front, we'll have to review that at the appropriate time.
The Department of Justice says it's pleased BP may be stepping up to address harms to individuals, but says the deal by no means addresses the company's full responsibility. Alabama oysterman Chris Nelson hopes there will ultimately be a trial.
It was pretty traumatic for everyone, certainly not to the extent that it was for those families who lost loved ones, but all of us that suffered an impact from it. We want to achieve some kind of closure with it, and I don't think the money is going to be what people are really looking for here.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.